Peter Walton.
Here.
Mayor Tom Adamick.
Here.
Seven present.
I need a motion to accept the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposite sign, so 7-0. Okay, we're going to start with hearings from citizens. I want to make sure people know, please address council when you talk. Please keep comments to 3 minutes. We'll time that, and you're going to get your time when 3 minutes is up. I might give you a minute to wrap up, but please keep those comments out in 3 minutes. And I think that's probably all we have. So with that, start off hearing some citizens. So step up, state your name, and then stop. Well, see, okay. I was surprised nobody came up there, actually, so.
Good evening. Linda Ratterman, 45 Carpenter Run. We're here to talk tonight about your vote on development and on the park, and I have a few comments that I'd like to share. First of all, we have a much greater understanding and appreciation for the dilemma that I think many of you find yourself in, because it appears, at least to us, that you box yourself in and are fearful of potential litigation or being sued from the developer. And this was made clear to us by comments, by presence of developer attorneys, letters, comments referencing development agreements that were quite frankly news to many of us. And it reminds many of us who were here for the Hill development of the same thing, where there were fears of you guys getting sued, and therefore you took a rather conservative approach to avoid litigation. And we only wish that you had the expertise and experience of being in similar situations with developers, and perhaps having the very best legal counsel that money could buy in situations like this. And we should not be taken advantage of again. Don't be complacent and be lulled by assurances from developers and allow what happened to happen to us again because of 4900. When we look at that the executed development agreement that you signed on, say you, because many of you were on the council, many of you weren't, but it was done in a manner that one would question based on, I think, how you operate by representation from council, from city management, from city leadership, from legal counsel that basically say, here's what we've got. It's related to tax increment financing. It's for the schools. Many of the people that I talked to never saw it. How do you vote and approve a 146-page development agreement and never look at it? I can tell many of you what's in it, and you couldn't tell me what's in it. That's wrong for all of us as residents and for the city. And for that does not engender trust or that we are in fact going to be doing the right thing. But when we talked to you a couple weeks ago, it became clear, it wasn't until that night, where we were focusing on the concept development plan. And that concept development plan is in that executed final development agreement that was voted on and approved March 23rd, 2017 and signed off in April of 2017, but yet never posted on a website, never shared, even in discussions that I had with people about limiting apartments and so on and so forth, nobody ever said, hey, Linda, really, that ship has sailed. We already did this time.
Linda, 1 minute to wrap up, please. Thank you.
Here's what we ask. Don't rush. Please don't vote on the issues without fully understanding it and feel like you're being backed in. Take the time to understand the concessions. The first offer typically isn't the best offer. You should seek advice from other people. Maybe there are other things that could and should be asked for. As you look at the bigger picture, we're not opposed to the development and apartments. We want you to do it responsibly. We want you to be transparent. And we want you to tell us what you're doing. And we're here to help you. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. Any other comments?
And Robert Ryan, 9514, Kaufman Avenue. A couple things reflected on from the last meeting is some of the comments from the councilman. Tommy said something about if this is it. And I kind of reflected on that, thought about the mixed-use development. You can make a, you know, your decision, and we'll support you whatever you do. But one of the things I was thinking about is that mixed-use, if they don't have a business corporation, those apartments, or those mixed-use down on the ground floor, are going to suffer. I'm not a real estate kind of guy. But I know one thing. A lot of this depends on traffic. If they don't have the traffic, they won't survive. Okay? So, what I encourage you to do is developers to make sure that happens, so that they will suffer. If it doesn't. Second thing is, the other thing was said was about the Mason PNG mixed-use complex. And I remembered that, and I was up there looking at it, and by no means is the PNG anywhere near a mixed-use complex. PNG facility is way on the hill. 5 6-lane road in between, a bunch of box stores, a bunch of apartment buildings. So there's no comparison between that and what we have here today for community clubs. The last thing is, I sent a certified letter to my councilman, Mr. Zawanka, but he refused to pick it up. And I have a certified letter regarding a unauthorized use of my copyrighted photographs that he used. So I have to deliver it in person. Council, not individual members. If you had anything to do, sort of put it towards the exhibit, or you can do it on your own time. So, let's continue.
My name is Peter Nord. I live at Kenridge Lake, and I have one request that you guys up there encourage the speakers to talk close to the microphone, because if you stand back here, we cannot hear very well. And that goes with you guys and your microphones, too, but they're designed for close talking. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter.
My name is Ralph Holton. I live at 9370 Oval Court. I just wanted to comment a little bit, one more time maybe, on the Victory Avenue extension. I was pleased that it looks like it's going to be done right. The only issue I have is we talked about the paper street. Well, I also see the paper plots of land on there that are in the park. And I wonder if someday they may not decide to sell that and fill in plots in the houses also, because they're on the same paper as the paper street was. And it makes me a little bit leery because of some of the things I've seen in that happen is really with stuff like that. I remember the Mulberry Park all of a sudden disappeared. We had tennis there. They had a place for the ice skating in the winter time, and all that disappeared. And then they put it at the other end of Blue Ash, where they moved it to, leaving this part of Blue Ash without really a good park until they finally put the one over here. But I just would like to hear maybe a comment if that would ever be in the plans. So I thank you for listening.
Yeah, we're not going to answer it right now, but if you want to stay after or some other time, you can talk to the city manager. Let's understand what that's about.
Okay, you understand what I'm showing.
I heard what you said, but I'm not conversing.
So well, I kind of have a bad feeling about that since I just heard that comment that you need to talk about.
Well, on the other hand, you know, we did work that issue, so this is just a new one. So we'll think about that. Please talk to the city manager on that.
Hi, my name is Brooke Shelton, 4024 Victor. In response to the Victor Avenue address letter that we received, we were told that the developer came to an agreement that they would not make it a through street. I will say I still have some concerns about that because as of today, they were out there taking measurements, and the developers that were out there today said that they still intend on making it a through street, and I'd like to see that stopped.
Any comments on that, just real quick? There is no through street, so I don't know what. Okay, so let me just quickly, since you opened the floor, then normally we do it in the miscellaneous deal. Sometimes construction workers just say stuff, so
okay.
Leave it at that.
All right,
but if you have any questions, we will talk to you after. I'm sorry, we can't do that right now.
Hello, Robert Shelton, 4524 Victor. I'm also here to speak on the Victor Avenue extension. In lieu of what we heard today from the construction individuals, I did a little bit more research through the plots and subdivisions of the land in Hamilton County and the rules and regulations that they have on their website, and looked further into the investigation on whether or not the supposed paper street that was listed on all the papers does not exist, hasn't existed in Ohio since 2004. Spoke with a couple of directors down there in Hamilton County, and they could find nowhere of any listing of anything stating a paper street on any of the documentation. That has been away since 2003. So for them to approve a extension or any type of improvement on Victor Avenue goes against anything in what Hamilton County has on their commission board. But also, in regards to that, I just wanted to know who might have approved the sale of the property of the land, the three plots that they purchased, and who informed them that they were going to be able to build a road on that future home site that they had listed. Because no one in Hamilton County would have provided that information to them. So it had to be somebody that they spoke to after they purchased the plots, because none of that was provided at the time they purchased the plots. So we get to see a contract that was ever written up to allow them to build a whole road, partial road, little street, whatever they wanted to build. Nobody has ever shown us, provided us any information, even looking on the public access to try and find out any of the records, public records, anything that shows the new design. The paper we got in the mail last week shows a little blue out thing, they're trying to do an extension, which is okay in essence, but they still haven't done a survey of the topographic for that area as far as where the sewer's going to run, where the water's going to run to. We already have an issue in the park with water flooding in the entranceway of the park, so I don't know how these new homes are going to, you know, accommodate for that. So that's just some of the core concerns that we had in regards for this new extension that they're wanting to do. You know, we've yet to see any architectural drawings on what they have signed off on, or even a signed document from City of Blue Ash and the contractors and say that this is what we've agreed upon. It's all word of mouth right now. So, you know, before you guys go ahead and give approval for these individuals to build this, we would like to see on some type of public access for us to be able to view the final architectural documents to say that this is exactly what they're going to stick to. So, thank you.
Okay, thank you. And, you know, contact the city manager. He'll probably get in and they can try to answer some of those questions.
That would be great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
My name is Robert Clark, and I live at 9627 Lantern Drive, resident of Blue Ash. And I've contacted several of you with emails and my views, but I'd like to state them here. I certainly would hope that you would be careful in your consideration of the development of Summit Park and take your time. I don't think there's any need to hurry up. My wife and I purchased our home in Raven Wood in 1969, about a year after we moved in. The developer died, and his widow sold the remaining property to another developer. And the new developer immediately applied for downgrade in zoning in order to put smaller homes on smaller lots. And clearly the goal was to maximize his profits. The developer stated that his vision for Blue Ash was that it would be a low to middle income, working class community. We disagreed as residents, and along with my neighbors, we applied to City Council, or appealed to City Council and the Zoning Commission to protect the zoning and increase the size of the lots allowed to develop. And the county, the Zoning Commission and the City Council both agreed with us at our request. It seems to me that the decision that the city adopted, this policy of enhancing the quality of life in Blue Ash, and increasing the desirability of living and investing in the community has really paid off. In my opinion, their decision has had many positive benefits for the city. And I think you're facing a very similar type of decision as did those city councilmen then. And I hope you will take the same positive and optimistic attitude toward the residents of the city of Blue Ash by limiting the number of apartments allowed in the new Summit Park development and throughout the rest of the city. And I really thank you for the opportunity to speak. One thing I'd like to suggest in order to eliminate what we feel is a lot of confusion is the possibility of actually building a complete model of the development and making it available for the residents to look at. And I think that would help a lot in terms of eliminating any confusion as to what is actually going to happen. Thank you.
Robert, thank you.
My name is Dan Tesco, and I live in Cockburn Farms. My wife and I moved here about 3.5 years ago to start a family. And we picked Blue Ash because we thought that was the best place to do that. We moved from Hyde Park. Both my wife and I lived in apartments in different parts of the city and even the suburbs. But we were never moving to Blue Ash, regardless of what mixed-use development there was or what apartments were available. We moved to Blue Ash because this is the best place to raise a family. You know, great neighborhoods, great neighbors, it's safe. That's why we came here. Beautiful spaces. We enjoyed our time in the city. And, you know, that was a different part of our life. I can speak very personally to coworkers I have, our friends, and that's how they feel. People are not going to move to Blue Ash, regardless of the number of apartments or mixed use. That's not why people move here. They move here when they're ready to start their family. And I can tell you that personally. I have many friends who have moved here, and are looking to move here, now that they have reached that stage in their life. I would ask that you consider this when you make your decision tonight on Summit Park development. I truly think that you should make this decision. When you think about how we make Blue Ash better, do what we're good at, continue all the behaviors and the development that have made Blue Ash great. My wife grew up here. She grew up in Montgomery, but she was in the Sycamore School District. She's very proud of that, and that's why we came here. was really for the schools and for our neighbors. And I would just ask you to consider that question when you're approving whatever plan you have to approve. That when you make those decisions, consider what is really best for Blue Ash in the long term. This is a very permanent decision. These apartments will be here for a very long time. That development will be here for a very long time. 5, 10, 20 years from now, my wife and I are still here. We plan to stay here. Is this really going to make Blue Ash better in the long term? And I would just ask you to take that under the closest of consideration, because we are just absolutely worried that any apartment development beyond what's already been committed is really not in the best interest and will not make Blue Ash the best place. So please take that under consideration. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you.
Well, this is clearly I'm speaking tonight, but Mr. Clark, good to see you. I live down the street from, or I used to live right down the street from Mr. Clark, and he has obviously seen quite a change in Blue Ash.
Can you spell your name?
My name is Matt Dunn. I'm at 108 Bentwood Court. Sorry about that.
Your name, please. I missed it.
Matt Dunn. And I grew up since 1976 in Ravenwood and moved later when I moved on to college. But the Clark, as well as my family, observed the change of Blue Ash over 34, 40 years. I'm wondering how many years you all have lived in Blue Ash, if you've even realized the changes that occurred in Blue Ash. Back when Reed Harbin didn't exist in full length, when we knew that Mossberry Park was given by the family and it was done in a trust that was never supposed to be changed. Likewise, I think that's the way the park was on Hunt Road. It was a guarantee that that property would never be developed. But yet it did, and Blue Ash did transcend to the city that it is, and it's a great thing. It's kind of cool to see the fruits of labor of old city manager Vic Soon, Marvin Thompson, and some of the products that Mr. Walsh has done. I do recommend that you take time in your consideration of this property. I'm a retired police officer and know what direction high-density housing can lead to crime. It generally attracts new homeowners, people who don't necessarily turn off the pots and pans on the stove and leads to fires. Sometimes abandoned vehicles are left in the lot. And typically, the developer or owners of those apartments do not take care of the outside of those buildings as well. So hopefully, the city of Blue Ash has the zoning enforcement capabilities to manage whatever type of apartments are built on that property to make sure they're maintained to the level of most homes in the city of Blue Ash. We've worked long and hard to create the city what it is, and I don't want to take a step backwards. But I hope that you consider those things, make sure things are in place before you approve such a large project. Again, I want to see what's best for the city of Blue Ash. I think there's still much further to go to make it a much greater city than it already is. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you, ma'am.
Good evening. My name is Sally Hobson, and I live at 22 Trail Bridge. 25. I have no prepared text tonight. No intention of speaking. Shut up to speak, who spoke of family, echoed me 33 years ago when we lived here. I've read a lot about the development, about what's proposed, what the developers have been proposing. One thing that resonated with me that I read was the developers were telling Dublin, Ohio. I'm a resident, lifetime resident, grew up in Columbus. I have a brother who lives in Dublin. I have a sister and many friends who live in Upper Arlington. To me, the city is going in the direction of Dublin, Blue Ash. And from a resident of Columbus, you do not want to go in the direction of Dublin. Anybody who lives in Columbus will tell you the places to live in Columbus and to raise a family is Upper Arlington or Worthington. You don't want to aspire to be a business community like Dublin that has residential housing placed in it. I moved to Blue Ash to live in a residential area to raise our family, and we raised three wonderful children here, and we still live here. Our children now are 35, 32, and 29, and I say that because they've all lived in big cities. They all went to live in Chicago, Seattle, Nashville, but when they reach the age that this one gentleman got up to speak, or even at these ages, they do not aspire to live in areas like Blue Ash. If you're building all these apartments to attract young people, ages 22 to 27, you're pipe-dreaming. They will not come out to Blue Ash to live. These kids have no aspirations to live in a community like ours. They want to live in Oakley. And so, to your credit, you've got all those great apartments in Oakley. It's close to downtown. It's a quick Uber ride downtown. My kids would have no sooner lived in Blue Ash had they lived in Cincinnati than they would have lived on the moon. There's no desire. You're never going to attract young people to Blue Ash. It's a residential community. It's a place that, like the gentleman said, settle down and raise your family. They want to be in the banks, they want to be in OTR, they want to be in Pleasant Ridge, or it's hip and happy. We will never be that, and we should not aspire to be that, in my opinion. So like everybody else has said, I would hope that you would consider this decision at great length before you make it. Because I think you're aspiring to be something, I hate to say it, the city will never be. We can be much better than that. Can be a much more stable environment than that, and a much more wonderful place that people aspire to come and permanently.
Sally, permanently. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, seeing no more comments from the audience, call that a close. And I'm going to turn this over to Committee Chair Mark Serpin to go through our resolutions tonight.
As we've done in the past on these issues, I think we should talk about three resolutions together unless anybody has a chance. Okay, I move to remove from the table resolutions 2017-81, 2017-82, 2017-83. I ask that a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Who would like to start off?
Would you like to read the resolution?
We already read it. I asked about this. We really don't. Okay, well, we will do it before we vote on it, though. We just untabled it, so if it's okay with that, we were going to read them before we go to the vote. No problem. Okay. So, anybody want to start?
I will start. I'd like to quote, but I'm going to start this time. And I just want my councilmates to know what all transpired since we started. I'm not really saying right now which I'm going to do that when it comes to me. But this is kind of where we're at. We did approve a council plan. We do have a development agreement. Those do call for apartments that are going to be out in that area. So there's really not going to be a vote against apartments, I don't think, because that's already in the books. Not in the books, but it's something that we'll be looking at one way or another, can we prove this or not. But I want to go back to when we did the concept plan. I'm sorry, I'm cutting in and out. There were three things that I mentioned, and one was the effect on community. And I, suggested to the developers that we really take a look and working with the schools on this. I know there's a lot of concern about this. Now we did. City did work in TIF agreement, which limits the number of two bedrooms that are going to be out there. And the school decided that that was where they were going to add. They felt pretty good about it. I don't think they're going to make a lot of money off of it, but we're not going to lose money. And it was the best thing for the schools at that time. So right now, we have a TIF, which went as number two vendors. When we did the TIF, it did raise the number one vendors. So there's a little difference there. When we started at the concept plan, we had 250 apartments, and that TIF agreement, really, if you kept the space equivalent, went up to 290. So I just want to clarify that. Second, we talked about what was the maximum number of apartments that were going to be on this total site. Now, there was no committal then, but right now, I know I'm kind of out here, and I don't know why, but should we turn it down a little? Okay, thanks. Let's see how that works. But there was no committal then that there is now. In the agreement we have, and I'm sure we'll talk about that a little more, we are limited that these will be the only apartments on this site. And that's a benefit. So we got somewhere from where the concept plan was pretty happy about. Now, I want to say the third item when we talked was the time limit corporate area. And I am disappointed where we're ending up now, not necessarily at the developers or whatever, but the market is, there's a lot of reasons for it that we haven't seen that right now. This was supposed to be a vibrant employment center with supporting residential. It really isn't that yet. But we did ask for some assurances that would be the next priority. Okay, and we did get that in the agreement. We got a $1 million bond. I know that was talked last time. And in order to, part of the condition of the $1 million bond is that we will have, the developer will have to go to a construction, apply for a construction permit. Very expensive process. There's a lot of ways to have, the outcome, show the commitment. I mean, there's several things we could do, but this is as good as any. The developer showing their commitment to develop this piece of property, or they will lose $1 million in the bond. So where we're at right now, we have an agreement with that. I'm sure we'll read what that says. Okay. And it is a condition. There is a condition in this agreement today, and it does say it's item number six. And it really says, no further development after this development area can occur without corporate development occurring in phase three. Now, I'd like to just talk a little bit about phase three. I know there's a lot of concern out there. We did to approve that. And I'm asking the developer to make sure they fill in the blanks so we know what that looks like in more detail before we ever get the next phase three development. I think the reason I'm calling for that is that, and we don't have it tonight, we don't need it tonight, but we want to make sure we put things in the right place on phase three. So it's a planning. And I just want to make sure that it stays. We do have approval on whatever comes forward in the final development there in the future. Second, I want to talk a little bit about the apartment issue. Okay. This isn't just apartments, it is mixed use. There will be various retail there. I think 39,000 square feet, is that correct? So it will be a benefit to the residents as much as you think 39,000 square feet will. So
that's out there. That's where we're at there. And I also want to say these apartments are high-end. I know you've heard about high-end here and there, but and we heard some of that out here about what our experience individually has been, different parts of our life with apartments. I really understand where you're coming from here, but these are apartments that are going to be fairly expensive, around $16,000, over $2,000 for an apartment. So I just, you know, we have to consider that when we talk about apartments. There is going to be spending power there because of the demographics. And, you know, this will bring us to 32% rental, you know, number of rental units in the city. That is a concern. But at least I will, and probably others will bring up where we're going as a community so we can see what that looks like as a whole throughout the West in the future. And sometime in the future. Now, let me talk a little bit about corporate. Businesses are looking at it, and not all are required, but many are. We've heard from many businesses that have said this is important to them. More importantly, when they locate their business, they're looking at where my employees are going to live, and you know, they want to provide as many options as they can. Our biggest corporate landlord, which is not Allmeyer, has stated that this is a toolkit in your you know, package of what you offer businesses. It's not the highest priority, but it will be something that you will gain an advantage on versus our competition, which are other cities like Mason and Sharonville, et cetera. And it is fierce competition out there. You just need to know that. We're looking at that on where we're going corporately. This is any advantage you can provide is an advantage for Blue Ash, because that our corporate corporate businesses and employees are what pays for what we own, all the services we have. And then finally, I just want to make sure people know we do not just have the apartments out there. There is a corner prime land that has been approved, and that's going to be right adjacent to those apartments. So here's what our choice is going to be as council people. We can approve it. If we approve it, you know, I think Nyer and the city are going to have the hands full because we're going to have to go out and get corporate clients. We're going to ask for that. The onus is going to be on the city and, you know, Nyer to make good on that. And, you know, from a council standpoint, you know, we still do need to look at what our neighborhoods are going to look like, whether we approve it or not, and try to wrestle with this apartment issue throughout the village. Now, the other thing that happened, and by the way, if we do approve it, we'll get out of business. I think you have to know that, you know, we can move forward and we can attract other corporations here and get on with that sort of work. Now, we can also not approve it. So, what does that mean? Well, in the short term, what it means is city and I are going to be working a lot together to find out how all this shakes out. And that is going to take a lot of time and effort, and we're not going to be moving forward on other things that open the city board. And so that's just going to be a fact of life, because Nyer and the city still have development agreements, and we have a concept plan that we still need to work around. So either way, that will happen. If you're council, we're going to have to do a lot of work on where we're going to be with this concept plan, development plan, and where Nyer is, and more than likely,
We will be spending time and effort and resources where we don't want to. And it's going to cost some money now. And I just want to say that is fraught with a lot of uncertainties as you make a decision. So, I'm sorry this is cut in and out, but, those are the facts of what we have to deal with. Now, not everybody probably agrees with that, and I'd love to talk to you afterwards about what those are, but I think that we actually said what the issues are that we're going to have to do evaluate here. And, I just want to say also to all the residents, I appreciate your viewpoints. I've seen a lot of them. You know where I've stood in the past on issues like this. So I just want to make sure you know, I think we have a lot of the same ideas, just maybe different ways of getting to those. So with that, I'm going to add my comments to my colleagues. I hope you'll consider these as you make your votes. Thank you.
I'll be real quick because you covered most of the topics.
No,
it's not that, but you covered almost everything I wanted to say. There's certain issues where we have to balance the all the land, property owners' rights, residents' preferences, business requirements, the long-term financial health of the city, and the health and well-being of everybody who lives and works here. And I think this issue qualifies. And I hope whatever is decided tonight that we can all take this and try to keep it in perspective. With this submission, as residents did express a preference for, there will be some options. There will be a permanently limited number of apartments. There's single-family homes, senior assisted living. It's not a complete list of residential options, but we're on the way. And now a significant incentive to land corporate tenants. Blue Ash is going to remain a city that, no matter what happens, where evenings and weekends are peaceful. We're not looking to make it Oakley. We're not looking to make it over the Rhine. But I do think it's important to foster some energy and nightlife on the eastern side of the land that we're talking about between Summit Park and Hill and Iron's property. I think it's good for the existing restaurants, the new restaurants, and retail that is going to be at the bottom floor of the complexes. But it will also serve as a destination for our family, our friends, and our neighbors to live, work, and play, and exercise. Last, I agree with the mayor that I think we need to start looking at how can we economically incentivize the retirement of some of our older apartment complexes. And I hope I'm not offending anybody who lives in any of them here tonight, but I agree some of them are getting tired, and they are a very different product than what is being built nowadays, for the most part, certainly in Summit Park. But that's something I think we really need to start looking at. So thank you for your time.
Yes, since joining council less than 2 months ago, I've maintained a very mixed and undecided view of the proposal in front of me, that there are plenty of good reasons to both support it or oppose it. On one hand, I do support the concept of mixed-use development, because I'm not buying the hype that all employers are suddenly making a quick shift to it, but clearly some are, and Blue Ash doesn't have any of it right now. So from the perspective of adding to the diversity of what we can offer, I would support it from that perspective. Though on the other side, I don't think that the full proposal in front of us is necessarily done in the best manner that it could have been. There are there's more apartments there that have been approved than I believe there should have been. I think that the developers could have shown, and previous councils could have shown, more sensitivity to where Blue Ash residents have been on the issue, where we have seen the percentage of apartments in our community go up and up and up. And I don't necessarily believe that the number that have been approved in prior agreements was really necessary. So I think what is missing the most from this proposal is what I call a blue ash stamp, where we could do mixed-use development, but do it in a more blue ash way that is more beneficial to blue ash citizens. Another thing that I would question about this is why we are placing the senior living center where we are. Now let's look at what we've been pitched. We've been told that what the younger employees are looking for is to work for an employer in a mixed-use development. So they can get up, walk to work, walk to dinner afterwards, and then walk home all in the same place. Yet right next to that is going to be a senior living center. I've not heard where these 20-something employees are demanding to live in a mixed-use development right up against a senior living center. Now, those are some issues that I have with the full range of what we're being asked to do. Now, unfortunately, a lot of these decisions have already been made. When you look at the concept plan that was approved in 2016 and the development agreement that was approved in early 2017, the decisions, for example, on apartments have already been approved. And so those of us who just got here really don't have much to say about that. I've investigated this. I've asked the legal staff, looked around on my own to see just how wedded we are to the concept plan and the development agreement, and what I've got was we are wedded pretty close to it. So the range of things that we can decide is certainly not as wide as I would have hoped for upon joining council. So when we came in, there were a limited amount of bargaining chips that we had to work with. Now, I think that for those of us who held out voting in December and early January on this, we did yield some dividends on that. We did get an agreement in here that there will be no more apartments anywhere throughout this entire 98-acre complex. We also did get a $1 million performance bond where if the developer has not made substantial progress on the corporate building within 24 months, that they would have to surrender $1 million to us. Two agreements that I'm glad we were able to make. So as I'm deciding whether to vote for this or against it, and I haven't even fully made up my mind yet, one thing I would look at is there anything else that we can gain from delaying this? If so, we should pursue it. If not, I don't want to delay just for delay's sake, because where we're at right now, we're not going to be able to recruit corporate if this project just continues staying in limbo as it is. One note I'll make on the commercial development is, we've been told that the pitch to us is that we have to have these apartments up there in order to recruit the employers there, because the employers are wanting to recruit the workers that want this kind of mixed-use development. So if this is approved tonight, then congratulations, you guys have gotten what you asked for. Then I'm expecting to see quick movement on the commercial side of this. If we've given you what we said we need to give you, then you've got what you need. And I'm certainly not expecting that it's going to be 23 and a half months until we start seeing significant movement on the corporate base. So I realize that may not be great guidance as to how whether I'm voting for or against it on it, but I think it was important to lay out the issues to my council members and also the citizens so you understand where, how I'm weighing this issue. Thanks.
I'd like to speak just briefly to the Senior Citizens Center meeting next to the young people. I don't consider myself a young person anymore. I got my ARC card 5 years ago. Same year my daughter did, by the way, interestingly enough. But the opportunity as a senior citizen to spend time with young people and to be close to a park where you can go downstairs and take a walk and stay physically active, close to a playground where you see young children playing, and close to activities, I think would be a benefit to the seniors who are living there, keeping them young, keeping them active,
and close to where they're going to be able to go to restaurants and walk to maybe some retail and not have to get in cars and go everywhere. So it's going to be a draw not only to the young professionals who we hope to draw there, but also to seniors who may want to stay in the city of Blue Ash and benefit from those amenities. I know that, I want to stay young as long as I possibly can, and I'm not going to do that if I hole up in an old folks home and I am not around young people. So I wanted to speak to that for just a second. Everything else has been covered here very well, and I know I spoke my opinion last time, but I needed to speak to that because it's crucial. I see my parents benefiting from being around young people all the time, and I would want that for the seniors that move to that community. Thank you.
The senior center is going to be next to the morgue, too, so let's keep that.
Excuse me, please. We cannot be doing that out here. No, one thing.
There's a senior center in Blue Ash, and it's great. Now, right behind Scott's funeral home, there's 50 units there, and we have a great time.
My point is, the constituents of Flipping Up here, majority of them do not want this development as it stands. We are not against development. We are just against how this is styled at this point. With that being said, the $1 million performance bonus. In today's economy, as I said in the last meeting, that's really not that much money. If the apartments go in and stand, that's approximately $5 million a year. So in 2 years, you'll generate a revenue of approximately $10 million. So $1 million out of that, that's really not a whole lot in the scope of things. That's really all. I'm not going to chew my cabbage over this overall. The constituents that I represent do not want this as it stands.
The only thing I can say is thank you for bringing up the senior center. I talked about that quite a bit last time, but I just want to repeat myself, so I appreciate that. That is very interesting. Quick point, Ms. Radman brought up being concerned about legal. I won't speak for Mr. Trout and Mr. Pacheco, but at one point I did think it was an issue, but I believe that our ordinance 2016-48 pretty much says it predates the development agreement that we can approve or not approve as we see fit. So I don't think that's an issue at all. The park is designed to, in case you haven't thought about it, to be very more dense at the eastern side where our restaurants are, to be more of a exciting environment. And as we move west, it gets quieter and quieter and spaced out more and more and more. So you kind of have that choice. You have that single family residence in a quiet neighborhood, or would you like a little more energy around the restaurants and hopefully some other bars and things like that that will come up and face the floor at the lower level of the mixed use. So that's all I have to say. So if nobody else has anything to say, I'm going to first move to revise Resolution 2017-82 and 2017-83 as set forth in the amended highlighted version provided to council in this week's packet. Do I have a second for that?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I move to adopt Resolution 2017-81. Alright, so this resolution is the proposed preliminary subdivision plan. It's for the mixed-use subdivision together with construction of public and private roads, utilities, stormwater infrastructure, landscaping. It establishes the building lots for a proposed mixed-use commercial and residential building and a planned senior living facility.
Any other? Yeah, that would be a good idea. I said I was going to do that, and then I forgot.
Okay.
All right. Well, then, Jason, will you please read the resolution by title only?
Approving a preliminary plan for the neighborhood Potomac Park subdivision on approximately 78 acres.
If nobody else has any comments, I'm going to ask Jamie to call the roll.
I do have one comment. That does include the infrastructure for the coroner's office. Is that true or not? The coroner's office. Yeah, I thought it did, and I just want to make that clear. Since that's already kind of approved. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I don't want to
ask it. Will you please call the roll, Jamie?
Councilwoman Bauer?
Yes.
Councilman Lee?
No.
Councilman Javeri?
No.
Councilman Capel?
Yes.
Councilman Zerwanka?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Serkin?
Yes.
Mayor Adamek?
Yes.
Five yeses, two noes.
All right. I would move to, sorry to been off the table, I'm going to move to adopt Resolution 2017. Let's have you read it first.
Approving a final, this is 2017-82 as amended. Approving a final development plan for a mixed-use commercial and residential development on approximately 6 acres in the neighborhoods at Summit Park subdivision.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
All right, please call the roll.
Councilman Lee?
No.
Councilman Javeri?
No.
Councilman Capel?
Yes.
Councilman Zerwanka?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Serkin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Bauer?
Yes.
Mayor Adamek?
Yes.
Five yeses, two noes.
Okay. Will you please read Resolution 2017-83?
This is as amended. Approving a final development plan for a senior living development on approximately 4.5 acres in the neighborhoods at Summit Park subdivision.
All right. Do we have a second? I approve to adopt Resolution 2017-83.
Second.
Let us second it. Any discussion? This is for the Senior Living Center as amended, which basically just included the conditions that the final development plan, the conditions were, you know, part of the agreement of the two different $1 million bond and the restrictions on residential construction. So that's what we've amended, I believe. Let me double check. Yeah.
The only thing I'd like to add, Mark, is this senior living, this, and you can consider lifestyle units or apartments or whatever, but these are, I think, 3,000 plus and above to live there. And, you know, this is going to be a lot of spending power for the mixed use area. So, and we are all getting older, so it's a place where we can all go and have a little different services than some of the other areas. I just want to mention that because, you know, out in the community, there's apartments and there's apartments. These are very going to be a demographic that's going to bring spending power to the area. Thank you.
Yeah, I just dealt with this with my family, and I've got two people on my street right now that are looking for the next assisted living.
Unfortunately, I'm still there.
Yeah, not for my life. Okay, we've got a second. Anybody else got any comments? Jamie, will you please call the roll?
Councilman Javeri?
No.
Councilman Capel?
Yes.
Councilman Zerwanka?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Serkin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Bauer?
Yes.
Councilman Lee?
No.
Mayor Adamek?
Yes.
Five yeses, two noes.
The agreement associated with Resolution 2018 has been revised the last few days, so since we haven't considered it yet, it should not require a motion to amend it, obviously. Jamie, will you please read Resolution 2018-1 by title only?
Authorizing the city manager to enter into an agreement with Summit View Development, LLC for certain additional conditions to the proposed final development.
I move to adopt Resolution 2018-1.
Second.
Discussion. This is the actual document that talks about the economic incentive and the permit limit on apartments on the entire 108 acres.
Yeah, what I'd like to comment on here is it has changed from what was submitted last
meeting by Nyer. And in this case, before when they had to submit a submission to the for the final development plan, this has been amended to require them to submit an application for a building permit for construction. Now, I just want to mention that is a lot of commitment from that developer. You do construction plans, engineering alone, the project is somewhere in the area of 7% or so. They're going to have to do it. It's more than what's been in the development plan. And I think that, of course, it doesn't guarantee corporate, but as good as any other condition we could probably put in here to make sure that there's enough incentive for them to at least proceed. And so I just want to make that clarification. Thank you.
Okay, one question I have on this. The first sentence in the number 5 here states, this agreement may not be amended, changed, modified, or assigned except by written agreement executed by each of the parties, which is basically stating the agreement can be changed. Now, one of the reasons that I was happy to see the concession to not allow more apartments across the complex is because we don't know what council is going to look like in 2 years, 4 years, 6 years. In the 15 years I've lived in Blue Ash, this is clearly the most apartment skeptic council that we've had. And so, you know, it's not like this council is interested in changing that portion. So the way this reads then, if let's say this, after the next elections we have a far more pro-apartment or pro-apartment building council, could they simply change parts of this around to now bring back more apartment complexes into this development?
Yes, they could. And if your next question is, well, can we write an agreement to give a permanent ban? The answer is, yes, you can, but the council can then amend that to do that. So you simply, with all laws and all agreements, future councils can make future different decisions.
So basically, then, if I'm hearing you right, there's really no way to get this more set in stone than it is right now. It's just if a future council did it, boy, would the word of council just not mean a whole lot then?
Well, I wouldn't say the word of council doesn't mean a lot. To just make the comparison today, the speed limit on a particular street is this, and through council action it can change to that. It's not arbitrary or capricious. It's just that's the nature of the authority you have as a council, and it can change 10, 20 years from now. I think it would be a very politically unpalatable thing to be doing anytime soon, so I don't think that's very realistic. But legally, you can't compel council 100 years from now not to change this.
Well, the premise, though, of my question was never going
to
be clear.
Just to make sure we're clear, though, what's nice about this is that decision is in your hands. The developer can't have an expectation of asking you to change. So that's a key difference.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the premise of me asking, it was just because it's, I mean, I assume it's going to be within the next few years that we plot out the rest of the development. So that's why I'm not worried about like what's going to happen in 10 or 20 years after the entire thing is built. It's just, you know, my goal is to get this as set in stone as possible. It sounds like there's not really a whole lot more that we can do from this.
And again, I just want to say one more time, I think we need to look at the ages of our stock and start looking at this redevelopment, and not redevelopment to new apartments, but redevelop the area of some of the worn out properties around the city. There's nothing else. I'm going to ask Jamie to call the roll.
Councilman Capel?
Yes.
Councilman Zerwanka?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Serkin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Bauer?
Yes.
Councilman Lee? Councilman Jamari?
No.
Mayor Adamek?
Yes.
5 yes and 2 no.
That's all I got there. Okay, before we adjourn, I just really want to thank all the residents of
I'm sorry. There was a couple comments made in public comments, and I know we aren't going miscellaneous and going around, but I do want to just...
David, before you get there, can I just finish my comments?
Oh, I thought you were going to adjourn.
No. I just want to make sure and thank all the residents for providing the input. We truly do understand what's been said. Out there by residents. In a lot of cases, we agree. I think council brought up many of those concerns that we had away. So, we're always open to talk about it because you may want to talk to us about our vote. I would appreciate talking to anybody that wants to. I'm sure my councilmates also would. So with that, I'll...
Yeah, so it really has to be... I just want to be very clear and unambiguous that there is no street that's going through from Victor Avenue through Hunt Park. And even if they say it's not going to occur, just because a guy on site said it, they can say whatever they want, that's not going to happen. The developer has signed off on that. Number two, I thought I heard a misunderstanding that the city sold some of the land for this development, and we did not. That land in which the homes are being built on were privately owned by private homeowners. It was the rear of their yard that they sold off. As for the remaining parcels, the city of Blue Ash owns that, and the only way it could be developed is if you were to sell it. That is certainly not in our plans. I mean, like I said at the last meeting, previous meeting before, if you haven't seen a more pro-park council and administration, I mean, 130 acres, a major rec center across the street, redoing the kid pool. So it's certainly been a very strong philosophy for us to preserve parks. But in this case, we did not give away any parkland. That was private land adjacent to the park. It might have looked like it was part of the park, but it was not. And so there are no plans, none. I entertain that idea of selling any parkland. The small street that serves that is by right, and I'm not legal enough to say that, but simply that's what it is. So the street is not going through. That's what Kelly's letter sent to everyone. There is no street going through. It's unambiguous. It's very clear. They don't care what anyone else says, and the park is not being sold. I'm going to say that three more times. So when people... next month or month after, well, we heard maybe it's going to be sold. It's not being sold. It's not even being entertained. This is a very, very, very pro-park and recreation administration and council. And I'm shocked I even have to defend saying that, given the history of parks and recreation in this city.
Thank you, David. Will Dermott, we'll just ask council to give anything else you want to mention. Okay, with that, do we need a roll call, David? Okay, motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposite signs say nay. 7-0. I think I might have to say this just for legal purposes. I'll get clear, but I'll get lost over here. Thank you all for coming tonight.